number three, the third activity, is spending time in fellowship. Spending time in fellowship is finding people who love God as much as you do or more. It's finding people who absolutely love Jesus and spending time with them and do it regularly. This is one of those things that I don't think is promoted enough today. And Mike and I have talked about this many times. John and I have talked about this many times. Small group fellowship is essential. This is where you share your life. You know, there's a verse in Galatians, I think it's in Galatians 6. It's about sharing your burdens with others. It's a command Paul gives us, sharing your burdens with others. You can't do this without small group fellowship. You could call someone and say, hey, I'm having a hard time, pray for me. But it's, you know, and that's good, there's nothing wrong with that. But without knowing all the details, without seeing the pain on your face, they're not going to get the gist of what's going on there. They might be able to pray for you, but it's not the same bond as looking at someone face to face. And I know John and I have this relationship. He's in Atlanta. I'm in Texas, but yet we do. I know John's burdens, and I can pray for him. He knows my burdens, and I know he does pray for me. So you can do a lot over the phone. You can do a lot. Preferably, you really want flesh and blood. And if you can help, you know, monetarily, you know, however it works out in fellowship, you know, as the Spirit leads you, of course, there's ways to share in other people's lives. I mean, that's really how you practice loving others. You learn how to love people through that fellowship. You have conversation, and it's a give and take. There's a time to speak. There's a time to shut up and listen. And you learn that. God's given us a perfect place to practice social skills, and that's through fellowship. And that's something that's, you know, when you go to a regular Bible study, a lot of times there's not much fellowship. There might be before, there might be some after, but a lot of times it's, you know, so early, they start at right at 6 o'clock, and then by the time 7 o'clock arrives, they need to get to work. So you don't necessarily get the fellowship at some of these Bible studies. But the small group fellowship is crucial. We need these brothers and sisters to gather together in a small enough group so they feel comfortable sharing the burdens, and so that others can pray for them, so that others can lift them up and just unite. So that's a united body. So those are the three activities. We need to keep this simple.